So today's COVID news. Brisbane's hard lockdown is lifting tonight as promised. Queensland health authorities have found no community transmission of coronavirus beyond an initial case in a hotel cleaner. Other restrictions will apply to Greater Brisbane residents for at least another 10 days, though, including the wearing of face masks. So, cue the debate about whether the shutdown was an overreaction or a chance to get ahead of the virus. Isabel Rowe reports.
Usually high-energy, busy places on Saturday mornings, gyms like this one in Albion in Brisbane's inner north were shut down on Friday night for 3 days.
It was a bit of a shock to hear, I guess, after just the one case, but obviously we understood how serious it was.
Owner Cody Gray is relieved it was a short shutdown and says the economic pain was minimal.
The positive was that we've done it before last year, so basically moved them all over to the mobile app. So we basically just went online instantly.
There will be extra rules, though, for those who do go back to the gym in the next 10 days.
Our studios are all 200 squares plus, so it doesn't affect our class size whatsoever. In saying that, obviously the mask at this stage is still required to wear inside.
Does that mean people will need to wear masks while they're actually exercising?
At this stage it does, yeah.
This was Queensland's first coronavirus lockdown since late March. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has declared it a success.
Absolutely relieved. This is the best news that we could have hoped for. Absolutely the best news.
But she warns the danger of the UK strain spreading hasn't completely passed. A woman who was working as a quarantine hotel cleaner in Brisbane has caught the more infectious strain. But at this stage, she hasn't infected any of her close contacts. Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says gatherings will be reduced in size, venue capacities capped and masks enforced until mid-next week.
We need to wait for the 14 days. The incubation, there is no evidence that the incubation period for this new variant is any different. The reason we wanted that, or I asked for that 3 days, was for us to be able to immediately go and find as many of the contacts as we could and have them placed into quarantine.
Some infectious disease experts are calling the lockdown an overreaction. One of them is infectious disease physician at the Australian National University, Peter Collignon.
You know, one would have thought that in most of Australia at the moment, if you've got low numbers of cases, you can cope with them and you should be able to restrict those who are close contacts, maybe geographical areas like the northern beaches if there's high numbers, which there were, stopping there, effectively locking them down. But for a whole city of 2 million, because even with the vaccine, even if it is 90% effective, if you're in a high prevalence area like London and you come back to Australia with a 1 or 2% infection rate, well, even a 90% vaccine rate is still going to mean 1 or 2 in 1,000 are going to come back with it despite being vaccinated.
Asked about those claims of heavy-handedness, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk stood firm.
Definitely not an overreaction. It was absolutely supported.
Will it now only take one case to go back into lockdown in the future?
It depends if it's from this UK variant. This is a whole new ball game. It's something we've never seen before. And this could happen in Victoria, it could happen in South Australia, Western Australia, it could happen to any state at any time.
Cricket Australia is able to go ahead with its fourth test against India at the Gabba from Friday with 50% capacity. It says everyone who already had a ticket will be refunded and will have first access to the resale of a reduced number of tickets.
Isabel Rowe with that report.